Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Every Airbnb Host's Tax Guide by Stephen Fishman, JD. Is a practical tax handbook focused on short-term rental income in the United States, written for Airbnb hosts and similar property owners. It explains how federal tax rules apply when a home, vacation property, or room is rented through platforms such as Airbnb, VRBO, HomeAway, and related services. The book is not a general real estate manual or a marketing guide for hosting. Its purpose is to help readers understand what must be reported, what may be deducted, and how to avoid tax mistakes that can reduce profit or create compliance problems. It covers core issues such as rental income reporting, deductible expenses, depreciation, repairs versus improvements, safe harbor rules, and the tax effects of recent legislation. It is designed for readers who want a clear, current, and authoritative explanation of a complex area where small errors can have expensive consequences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how short-term rental income is taxed differently from ordinary housing use. A central theme of the book is that Airbnb income is not treated like casual home sharing or ordinary personal use of a residence. Fishman explains that the tax outcome depends on how often the property is rented, how much personal use the owner makes of it, and whether the activity is treated as a rental, a business, or a mixed-use arrangement. That distinction matters because it determines whether the host reports income on standard rental forms, whether losses are limited, and which deductions are available. The book helps readers see that tax treatment is driven by facts rather than platform labels. A host who rents only a few days may have very different rules from someone who operates a full-time short-term rental business. This framework is useful because it prevents the common mistake of assuming all Airbnb income is automatically taxable in the same way. By clarifying the basic classification rules first, the book gives readers a structure for understanding every later tax decision. Secondly, deductible expenses that reduce taxable hosting profit. The book devotes substantial attention to the expenses a host can usually deduct against rental income. These include platform fees, cleaning costs, utilities, supplies, repairs, insurance, mortgage interest in some situations, and other ordinary costs tied to operating the rental. Fishman emphasizes that deductions are not just a matter of listing expenses, but of matching each expense to its tax purpose and documenting it properly. This is important because Airbnb hosts often have mixed personal and rental costs in the same property, especially when they rent part of a home rather than a separate unit. The book explains how to divide shared expenses between rental and personal use so the deduction is defensible. That distinction has a direct effect on taxable profit, and therefore, on how much of the hosting income is actually kept. The practical value of this section is that it turns vague household spending into a tax framework. Instead of treating all operating costs as interchangeable, the book shows how each category fits into a compliant return. Thirdly, depreciation and the tax treatment of repairs, improvements, and property basis. Another major topic is depreciation, which is one of the most important and most misunderstood parts of short-term rental taxation. Fishman explains that some costs cannot be deducted all at once because they represent long-term value in the property rather than current operating expense. That means hosts may need to recover the cost over time through depreciation. The book also distinguishes between repairs and improvements, since repairs are often currently deductible while improvements usually must be capitalized and depreciated. This distinction is especially relevant for hosts who renovate a property to make it more attractive for guests. The discussion of basis, depreciation, and safe harbor rules matters because these rules determine both annual deductions and the tax consequences when the property is sold. The book does not treat depreciation as a technical afterthought. It places it at the center of a host's long-term tax planning. For readers, the benefit is a more realistic view of cash flow. Since a property may appear profitable before taxes but be affected significantly by depreciation rules and capitalization requirements. Fourthly, reporting rules, IRS forms, and compliance for hosts who rent through platforms. The book also focuses on the reporting side of short-term rental taxation, which is often where hosts make avoidable mistakes. Fishman explains how rental income should be reported and what forms and schedules are typically involved under U.S. tax law. Ask Trial A. He also addresses the importance of keeping records that support deductions, including receipts, mileage logs, and documentation for shared expenses. This is especially relevant for hosts using multiple platforms or renting through a mix of direct bookings and marketplace listings. The compliance angle is significant because many hosts start as casual earners and later discover they need a more formal tax process. The book helps bridge that gap by showing how ordinary hosting activity translates into IRS reporting obligations. It also gives attention to the practical issues of self-employment-related taxes when the rental activity rises to the level of a business. Rather than offering abstract tax theory, This section gives readers a procedural map for filing correctly and maintaining evidence if a return is questioned later. Lastly, updates for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, pass-through deductions, and pandemic relief rules. A distinctive feature of this guide is its attention to tax law updates that affect short-term rental hosts. Fishman incorporates changes associated with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, including the 20% pass-through deduction where applicable, and explains how newer rules can alter a host's overall tax position. The book also reflects COVID-era relief provisions relevant to self-employed hosts, such as certain credits and the tax treatment of pandemic-related programs. This matters because a tax guide becomes less useful if it ignores recent legislative changes that directly affect calculations and reporting. By including current law, the book is positioned as a working reference rather than a static overview. The value for readers is not only in learning the baseline rules, but in understanding how those rules shift over time. That makes the guide especially useful for hosts who need to file accurately in a changing regulatory environment and who want a resource that connects day-to-day hosting decisions to updated federal tax law. In conclusion, this book is best suited to Airbnb hosts, VRBO and HomeAway hosts, and other U.S. property owners who need a focused explanation of short-term rental tax rules. It will also help self-employed readers, small landlords, and side income earners who want to understand how hosting income fits into federal tax reporting. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It explains how to classify rental activity, identify deductible costs, handle depreciation, and stay aligned with IRS requirements without forcing readers to piece together scattered guidance. Compared with broader tax manuals, it stands out for its narrow focus on short-term rentals and for translating complex rules into a framework that is directly usable by hosts. Compared with general Airbnb business guides, it is more useful for readers whose first concern is compliance and tax efficiency, rather than marketing or occupancy strategy. The book is especially valuable because tax treatment in this area depends heavily on facts, use patterns, and recent legal changes. For readers who want a reliable reference rather than generic advice, it offers one of the more specialized and authoritative guides in its category. If you would like to support Stephen Fishman JD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.